It's a big achievement for Donegal County Council. It represents a huge milestone in the development of the county to agree what's the county development plan for the next 6 years, and may well be extended to 10 years with some amendments based on the new policy. It does cover the development terms of a lot of people talk about housing, but it covers many other things, from tourism, renewable energy, and major infrastructure projects, whether it be the roads or the water lines and others for the development of electricity.
You had proposed 188 amendments to the draft plan, but 157 or so were accepted, no problem. The rest, contentious, a number of them weren't expected. I suppose when at the end of the day, you were really expecting that.
Those numbers are small numbers in terms of what might have been termed contentious at the end, about 30 or so out of 200. It's a small percentage, and then some of those, as you can see from the debate, the margin can be small at times, was yes or no in some of those, and then those are bigger, some of them. But no, it's a small number, and what I mentioned then, there have been thousands of comments sorted out long ago and agreed upon through discussion what's best for the county, and this narrows down to those final ones. And I'll thank the public participation here as well, lots of submissions for different, and that's good and healthy for Donegal, and then this is the way we deal with them, put it through the process, and there's a very well established structure for making those decisions. It's a big role for elected members, as I mentioned there, and the policy making role for elected members, one of the biggest and a long running one, to do that for the good of the county, and it comes around fairly frequently.
At the time of the adoption of the Letterkenny plan a few months back, that plan was referred to the OPR. They in turn referred a number of contentious issues to Minister O'Brien, and directions were issued to the council in terms of four of those. Do you anticipate perhaps something similar happening in regards to this plan?
Well, that's the new system, I suppose, now that operates under the planning system here, and it's supposed to be respected. The number even Letterkenny was quite small versus the overall, and then when went to OPR, they recommended, I think, perhaps maybe six changes.
Six.
The minister came back and I suppose went 4-2 on that. So it represents the process working, and I think it's important everyone respects the role each other plays here. And I expect some of these will probably work its way through to the OPR. We're obliged to inform them of decisions that I suppose don't accord with what the OPR wanted. And then they look at again that along with the backup of why it was decided the way it is today, and then they make a further decision. So I think the process there, and that's to be, you know, we neither look for it nor worry about it when it happens. We just follow it.
And finally, from your point of view and that of your planning department, this isn't something that's now put to bed. The review of the plan begins, I suppose, as soon as it's adopted, and you and your planners will be keeping a constant eye on this to see what's going to need tweaked, and there will be reviews 3, 4, 5 years down the line.
We're almost in a cycle of reviews now on county development plans and local area plans, and I suppose at times then there's variations occur as well throughout the life of them. So it's an ongoing process for our forward planning team. They're continuously working that. In fact, they probably could use more time to do as much in their desk, but they do a good job in that, and that's the part of the process, and that's the way it works across the country.
John, thank you.
Thanks, Julian.